Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Berry covering, for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is hit by the pitch. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift pinch hits for Aaron Robinson. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to third for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lapone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Swift moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swift scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift bunts in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swift moves to second. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swift moves to third. Barry moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swift scores. Barry moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swift for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guerra moves to second. Nelly Fox pinch runs for Joe Astroth. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.